We're on Daf Chav Dalad Amid Aleph. Let us just briefly go over the Mishnah. Amavka Benavi, who peires al Shema, who either a person who is rogel to be Mavka Benavi, so he had the schus to be peires al Shema, who either if ne a tebe, who ne say a skapa. And if he was a cotton, that was Mavka Benavi, ovi by rabbi, oivrim al yodai. And Havi Vay Rabbi is Ivan al Yod. In place of him, they go and they're over with Nehatev. So the Gemara says, my time, eh? What is the reason of the Mishnah that you go and give him the schus to be over with Nehatev? Rapopa Omar Mishim Kovit. Rashi says, "Kovid lahave lifnei ateve, koyel umamzi atzmei ledovo she'enei kvoidoi." Since he's rogel to take mafta, it seems not too many people jumped for the opportunity to take mafta. Koyel umamzi atzmei ledovo she'enei kvoidoi, tikne leizu lekovid. They were masakin. He's the one that takes the Aliyah Geruah, so they were misakin this Lekvoidoi, to show Vakaris HaTayv, that he was mamz himself to always to take Mafta. Rabbi Bar Shimi Omar Mishum Da'osi La'antzuyek. Mishum Intzuyek, Sarashi says, Adobo Bo Lidei Machlekes, Ani Mafta, Va'ata Saver Lefnei HaTayv. I take the mafta, I take the aliyah grue, and you're able if nei ateve, and we'll see they got paid for this. That's very nice. I get aliyah grue, and you get the bekovedike davening, and with the check also. So the Gemara says, my benayu, ike benayu, the ovid bechino, if the one who's able if nei ateve davens for free also. So Rashi says, Abo lave lifnei ateve, eini neipel schach, which is no schach, tohoche in tsuye leke, then there's no machlekes, v'shem kovedike, for koved there will be, and but machlekes there won't be. They saw the shorem mitzionem baloche, says, it's very interesting, that for money kriegt man sich, and for koved kriegt man sich nicht, he says that, this manenu, you see that there's a machlekes for kovid also. That's why he asked for kasha. There won't be any machlekes. So my shvogah wanted a taina that here it's a pasnish. L'chayre, the kovid is that they're machabed him to David. So to have a machlekes, why you not machabed me? So then it's not called they machabed him already. That means it's a talk for koy, and he takes it himself. That's not called kovid is that. They on their own accord are machabatim, that's called a covet. That's called a covet. If he's asking for the covet and fighting for the covet, then they'll get it. That's not called covet. So money lemaise is either it's worth fighting about. There was a source of income and they don't give him the opportunity to be over the fnei teve. And he's so cooperative, he's always mamzi himself to take the mafta, which no one wants to take. So there, there's in tsuye, there, he feels merdik ba'avul. Masha'en kein, covered, they have to give him the covered. But to fight for the covered, so that's, then it loses the shame covered shaboy. So they want mechabitim if he has to fight for it, ask for it. The mission said further, if the cotton was the one that was mamzi himself to take them after, oviv oirabei oivrim al yodai. So then oviv oirabei oivrim al yodai. The Gemara says, yamret mishum antsuyei. If the reason of the Mishnah is als machlekes, cotton bal nitziyehu? A cotton is fighting? I mean, what's the... Yes, I'm saying nothing what to fight about. What is he going to fight about? That someone else is able of Nehatevi? Some of them cannot be able of Nehatevi. So, Mamele, so, Altamachlekis, Bchlal, a cotton, who is he to start fighting? Or start fighting with a gobble? So, the Gemara says, Ella Mai Mishim Kovit, cotton by Kovitu. Also, that he should be looking for Kovit, he is too young for that. But the Gemara says, Aleike Kvoid Ovid, Kvoid Rabboi. So, had you learned shot by Kovit, Ike Kvoid Ovid, Kvoid Rabboi. Achaname ike netzuyei ovid on netzuyei rabbi. So the rabbi and the ovid will be fighting. So it seems from the Gemara, from my Shvager Taine, that this Gemara, it would seem we mentioned yesterday, the Ha'ore from the Turei Evin. Turei Evin asks, we find by, he's Medayik from the Mishnah, Ovid a rabbi that lechatchile the Ovid has a priority. If the Ovid is not there, then you give to the rabbi. So yes, Akasha by Aveda, it says in the Mishnah, Avedis Ovid, Avedis Rabbi, Avedis Rabbi Kaidemis. The rabbi is for Shemivi Lechai Oilam Abo. That's the three heavens Kasha. Now from our Gemara, it would seem, one Teretz he wants to say that Be'emesin is like a Yerusha from the Schusei Akotin, that the father is Zoyche B'Schusei B'noi more than a Rebbe. That's what he wants to say, one Teretz at Turiyevin. But my Shvager Taine from this Gemara would seem that not the Schus goes to the Kotin and they Yarshin it from him. The Gemara says by the cotton, the stam is no problem. The cotton is allowed by covered. The cotton is allowed by rinsuye. Alamai mishim covered. Cotton covered by covered. Alaika covered oviv kvoid rabbi. It means that they get insulted. They get hurt. That you're using my son when it comes to mafta. Then you know about my son. When it comes to the Shiva Oilim, Biskot Noil Alamini Shiva, then you know someone else, then you don't know about my son. So the Shaila is, who gets more insulted over here? The covet is to be Mephias, the one who got insulted. So we can very easily understand the father is more insulted than the Rebbe. So that's why we're Magdim the father, because the father suffers more from this Anhoge, that mafta you give for my son and the others, or them you give the oiler from the minyan shiva, cotton oiler the minyan shiva. My son you can only give mafta. And the Rebbe also, Mustamu, you have to understand there's 20 Rebbes in the shul, and my Talmud, him you give mafta. The others you go and give, he's also nifga. He's also hurt from this anhoge that the Aliyah Grua is only given to Dafke my Talmud. You don't have anyone else to give it to. So it's also a patch in ponim to the Rebbe. Lidar Gise, I once heard Rav Moshe Zecheinu Lebrocha, someone said over b'shem Rav Moshe that the chesaron in America is that they don't know how to be machshev a mizrach. That is, someone davens b'mizrach. That means there is such an inyan of kovod haTorah, and they realize the godless inyan, and this we see from our Gemara also. That means be'etzem there is something to be heard about, that he was his son or his Talmud was not zeiche to be oile l'minyan shiva. Him they call for the mafta. If we would realize the shiva seinyan, what's called to be oile from the shiva kruyim, And the giroin in that which one is not oile from the shiva kriim, it's only oile for mafta. So we would see that it was something that they felt and it bothered them, and there was a whole takone how to be mefayis then. Let us go further. Poicheyach poireis al shma. Let us see what we heard in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says poicheyach poireis al shma umetalgit. Poicheyach is a person that Taisa says Taisa shaloivesh begodim kluyim. He has torn clothing, and if he has torn clothing, so his chalokim of his body are exposed. Rashi says that shekroy of nirim, that the knees, you can see his knees. So pecheyach, a person who is, let's use the terminology, is not properly attired, is peiris eshma. So for peiris eshma, that's good. Umetargem, abal einei keirei bateire ve'einei oiva lifnei hateive. Meini neisei es kapo. Let us see the Gemara. Pecheach peireis al shma, boi minei ule barav mei abaye. So ule barav est abaye ashaile, koten pecheach maru. What if you'll have a koten who is also is wearing torn begodim? Ma'u sheyikra b'teira. Is he permitted to be kaira b'teira? Omalei v'tiboy lecha orum. Why declare davke by a pecheyach who is dressed but not properly dressed, torn begodim, tiboy lecha orum? Clear about a cotton whose orum was not dressed at all. So why if you don't clear that child, just clear by a pecheyach. So all in my time aloy, mishum covered sibo. So that was posher to you, that by an orim there's a covered sibo. Achinami mishum covered sibo. A difficult gemara, but let us see Rashi and we'll get into more problems. Koten pecheyach ma'u sheyikra batoira. So Rashi says, godul pecheyach huda osa, Mishum v'lo yiro b'cho er v'asdoho. A godol pecheyach is also as lo yiro b'cho er v'asdoho. Avol koten einei muza. He's not muza. Oidum eloi polig masnithim ben koten le godol. Maybe the Mishnah does not differentiate between a koten and a godol. Now, if we'll learn Rashi kipshutai, so it would seem as follows. It would seem that this is befrat very schwer, the way Rashi says it, speaking about that his knees are exposed. But it would seem that the way Rashi says over here, that the begodim are torn in such an oifen that it's elvosei megula. So there's a shayla v'yirobacha elvosdava. So the Gemara clears a shayla. So maybe this only applies by a godel. Avo koten einei muza. A koten is not muza. So the Turi Evan asks a few shaylas. Number one, if the Gemara understood that a pecheyach is also, because it's leirobach elvas dover avosay megule. So how do you understand the Mishnah? It says pecheyach peires eshma. So how is it allowed to be peires eshma? There's a nisar of leirobach elvas dover. Question number one. Question number two. Aber what does Rashi say? Aber koten einei muza. So he's not muza. So we understand what Rashi means. So it doesn't bother me if la yirobuch elvis dava a cotton is a muzer. So factor to the heaven is this is a very not poshet. There's a whole sugya if cotton eichel nevelas is bezin mitzuvin lafrishay ain't bezin mitzuvin lafrishay. So we may watch it ain't muzer, but he's doing a dava also. It's also boy machnecha kodesh when a person is Isaac Bedovish Abekdusha, There's an Israel Rabbah Elbas Dava. So what does that mean, Kotan Eine Muzah? That's question number two. Question number three, he asks, it's more than that. A Kotan, no one is allowed to be Oila L'Teira. You have to call him up. So if you have to call him up, you have to tell him to go up to the Teira. So that's Lois Achilam already. So you have a Kotan who's Avosei Megula, you tell him go up to Lane. So what's a Kotan Eine Muzah? But you're not allowed to tell him to do that. So the Triyavan says, maybe Rashi means something else. Maybe Rashi means, there's a machlokes harishonim, if a cotton pochas mi ben tes, if he has a din erven ganzen, since he's a lav barbiya, so it could be he doesn't have a teiris elder. So maybe the Gemara means, abo cotton ain't a muzer, that a cotton is not muzaran liyirob or helvis dover because it doesn't have a teiris elder. That's how to emphasize the last two kashas. Now I saw the Beis Yitzchak and the Imet Broche say one of Emfarashi. The Beis Yitzchak says as follows. The Rashi lav erva mamish. Rashi does not mean that it's avosei megula. Hakiven shebesoroi nire derech kra. Since his skin, his body, this chlokim of the body, which is exposed through the begodim kliyim, chrinem bei leinyen likreis beteire betzibo. So leinyen likreis beteire betzibo ulayiro bocha ervas dovo. So Rabbi Kaira Beter Betzibah, that's called Le'yirah B'chayel Vezdova. The Gemara says, Tibor L'cha Orom Perish Ter Vosayim Bechuse V'shah Gufay Orom. So I wanted perhaps a little to elaborate on what the Beis Yitzchak is saying. In Seif Yisrael, it says, V'leisale B'maylis HaMizbechi Ashalei Sigole Avos Ha'olo. So Rashi says, Afal pi she'ene gilui erve mamish, she'rei ksiva osala michne seibat, mikom okim ha'chovis psiyis korev le gilui erve. So we see a moirde kezach from the Torah, that the gidrei atzniyis, there are different hagdores of erve, in different matzavim and different mekaymes. And this is a deraisa. That means, halchoves psiyas on the kevesh has a din minatayre of gili erve. That means that already in this matzav, in this mokaym, that is a din of gili erve. Now the Mishnah was Machadish, we're speaking about someone is wearing clothing, he's not properly covered, there's no, and so the Mishnah says, Legabi Kriyas HaTorah, that's called Gili Yelvet, that is called Gili Yelvet, it's called, he's not properly attired, for Biakayre Betayre, for Peiris Al Shema, that's not called Gili Yelvet, but, I can't, there's different. Achoves psiyas is only gili erve on the kevesh. Someone once asked me that there were steps to go up to the menorah also. So why over there? Here it says leisala b'mayla. So why over there is? So I wanted to say a teretz. I don't know if it's true. The Briskerov brings down in a note that the kevesh had a din mizbeach. It's not shat, not the kevesh was a ramp to get to the mizbeach. The kevesh had kedushas mizbeach. There could be makrav on the kevesh, and that's shat and pasuk leisale b'mailes al mizbechi. This is kedushas mizbeach. So therefore, hachoves psiyas is also on the mizbeach. The steps to the menorah, that wasn't mizbeach. It's steps to the menorah. You're allowed to go on steps. But al kopanim, there are different matzavim that have different halachas. The Mishnah said that kriya b'toyre, wearing begodim kruyim, wearing torn begodim, that is called this pula was is called gilui yelve. So that's what the Mishnah was magdir. So it's not shver what the Turyevin asked from Peiris Hashma, for Peiris Hashma is not called gilui yelve. Now the Gemara klal the shaila, what's with a cotton? Now could be a cotton. Since the whole musig of gilui erve does not apply by a cotton enemuzah, but cotton enemuzah, so it could be like this is a bizraya of gilui erve. That's begod of kli. So memela, it could be they never said this aloche by a cotton who's bechlal alav bar azor. So it doesn't apply. It only applies. It could be tachver the leisa chilam a cotton eichel nevelas. Not speaking about an emes gilui erve. We're speaking about lefi the chshivas ha'inyan. Chazal said this is a din of gilui erve, so it could be this was only said to a person who's muzer in gilui erve. They said that this applies. By a kotten could be since he's not muzer in gilui erve mamish, so memela they never gave such a din that both got him kruyin. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so if that is the Yesod of your Shaila, so why are you clearing only in such a case where he's wearing begodim, but the begodim are kruyim, say, push it the case, he's taka orum, he's just wearing underpants, but he's orum, so clear such a Shaila. Why didn't you clear such a Shaila? It's the same thing, this is a ma'ein gilui erve. So why is that she never had such a shaila? So why didn't you have a shaila there? Because there you understood it's a different problem. Let's cover that tzibur. That's ichatich nishkem pshat. So memela, so the Gemara answered him, so you're learning wrong pshat the whole aloche of a pecheyach. The isra of pecheyach is not als gilui erve the way you understood. The isra of pecheyach is als cover that tzibur. And just like you understood, that an orum, where there's no papayot, where there's a kisa yelve, this zikha, als cover that zibo, we will not permit such a thing. So my mele, so we just said in the Mishnah that the cover that zibo exists, I feel if he's wearing begodim, if the begodim do not cover him properly. So, Lemaise, the Rishash asks Akash on Rashi, Rashi says in the Mishnah, אבל אין קייר בתייר בישם קב תייר וכן לפני התייב וכן בנסיס קפאים גנאי לצי ברש יש אז אלס קב and so the Turyevin asks here Rashi says alts elva alts gili elva so the Rishash answers that was the havamin of the Gemara. The havamin of the Gemara was that was the gedder of Pecheyach. And Memele, Efshe, we could be Mefalpo, Efshe, by a cotton, it doesn't apply. The Gemara answers, the Gemara in the Maskona says that Fakel, the Mestamas are learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Takal, it's covered at Sibo. Sume Peires al Shema. Tanya. Omru loi le Rabbi Yehuda. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, Abiyuda said, if he never saw Ma'iris, so he's not Peiris al Shema. Tanya Omru le Rabbi Yehuda, Harbei Tzofu Lidrash B'Melkovet. So the Gemara understood that one cannot speak about something which one never saw. So they asked him, Harbe Tzofu Lidresh Pirmakova, Vleiro Isamiyameya. It's this, you could speak about something that you never saw before, but you understand it. You understand what it is. So a meila, a sume can understand hamayil oretz v'adoy meleh. There's such a thing. There's luminaries that light up the earth. Rabbi Yehuda hosom ba'avnes v'deli betal yimilse. There it's dependent on the understanding, so I can explain what I understand. V'hokam achavim v'yoda. So he understands what more or less Maisa Makov is about. Ochem Mishuma Nohu, but here, Fakel, this is a broche to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom from the Hano we are deriving from the Moiris. Amei Lohoretz, V'ladoi Meleh Barachmim, V'ho Leslei Hano. He never experienced this Hano. It could be, if he once saw Moiris, even though now he can't see anymore, so it could be, but he knows what the Hano is. He doesn't have it now. Perhaps he has a greater yearning than the Naposhita person, realizing the Gewaldike Brocha of Moiris, and now to find oneself in a life of darkness. So Al Koponim, it's shayach to give a Shevach to the Rabbeinu Shloilem on this Hano. But if a person never experienced the Hano of Oiris, so Mameli never experienced this Hano, so you can't be Meborech on this Hano. Rabbonon Islei Hano. Rabbonon say that if he never experienced, and he doesn't know the Hano but he still has Hano. He has the Hano. There's a different Hano. Rabbi Yosi, Besanya Omer Rabbi Yosi, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitzvair Al Mikroze, V'Hayisa Memashesh Batzorayim Kasha Yemashesh Ha'iver Ba'afela. In the Teichrit it says that you will be Memashesh Batzorayim Kasha Yemashesh Ha'iver Ba'afela. So it seems this is a klole, like the Iver's Mamashis Bafela. Chimiach, Chimaich Pesleile Iver Bein Afela Loiro. So we'll just say you'll be like an Iver is good. What are you saying? Be like an Iver Bafela. There's no difference than Iver's Bafela's Boiro. Achebo Maisel Yodi. Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Beishen Lailo Bafela. For the easy sume shoye mahalach baderech bahuke biyod. It was dark, and then a sume was walking with a torch. Amarti loy bni avuke zu lomo. Why are you holding a torch? Lomo loch. Omali kozman shavuke biyodi bnei odom royin oisi umatzilen oisi minat chosim minat koitzi minat balkon. That when there is some sort of illumination, so even though I can't see where I'm going and what I'm doing, but other people see me and they can rescue me from the different obstacles that a blind person encounters. So that's the klola. And an evil that's mamashish ba'feilo, so he's in a matzav that not only he can't help himself, there are others that can't help him either. He's in a helpless matzav. So there's a different hakorah. That means there's a hakorah that the evil realizes that even though he doesn't know the shivas of oil, but he does know because of the others see him and protect him. So that is sufficient to be able to say, Amei Eloretz. Let us see Rashi, Lidrash B'Markovid Yecheskel, Chosim Gumais. Zok to Mishneh, Koyim Sheyesh B'Yodov Mumim, Lo Yisa Eskapo. A koyin that has mumim on his hand, he should not do him. Hab Yehuda oimer af misha hoyu yodov tzvuois. That even though it was yodov tzvuois, it's also sotis lo yiso eskapo. Nei shehoom mistaklem boy. because the Om is mistakel bo. Let us see Rashi. Koin sheyesh biyod of mumin, lafi sha'om mistaklan bo. That's why it is also. And we see from Rashi that Rashi learned that Neshom mistaklan bo is zapirish, not only in Rabbi Yehuda's memory. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a person whose hands are colored red. You know, it's going on the ratio also. Sheyesh biyod of mumim, the Yisus kapo. If you show mistaklim boy, vamrinim be meseches chagige, ha mistakl be kaihanim be sho shenoisim es kapeyim, einov keyoiz, lufisha shchine shoira al yedeyim. So if one will look at the Yodayim of the Kahanim, Bishas, the Naisis Kapayim, so their eyes will get weak, because the Shechina is Shoir al Yedayim. So if there is something that attracts the Riyah of a person, so Memele, he'll be Mistakel. The Ran says that Yevshe loy la'odom lahamid atzmoy shle liris behem klal. Means we're speaking about the letter that the Minhag Ha'ilam was that the Sayyidi Yisraelim did not cover their faces. Sayyidi Kahanim did not cover their faces and hands. So it was ponim keneged ponim. So the Ran says, Yevshe loy la'odom lahamid atzmoy shle liris behem klal. Not to look, that's hard. But that wouldn't be gefelach. Uchshe yodov tzvuois. So that means, so since he notices it, because they're facing one the other, so then he starts scrutinizing and looking at it and studying it, and that's when the problem arises. That's the pekel that seems from the Gemara in Chagige, ha-mistakel b'kahanim b'sho she-noisim es-kapeyim ein of kayis. It means a person is looking at it with a histaklus, with looking at well. Now we have over here on the side, v'ayim ha-shekas of toises b'chagige tazayin, litro is perish Rashi. Litreis perish Rashi, nohoche v'chlitu atam al piyar Yerushalmim shem hesach adas. Tosfos mevayeh from the sugya that this Indian, that the Shechina Shoir al Yedeyim, that was dafke b'migdosh, v'maske b'shem ha-mefeirish, then there was oichet ha-shchos ha-shechina al Yedeyim. But in Chutz Loretz, in Shloibis man Abayis, so there's no problem of a Shechina Shoir al Yedeyim. No, there's a different problem. There's a problem is Mishum Esach Hadas. Let's try a little to elaborate on this inyan. A gavulche, the biraloche, brings down in the beginning of Simen Kufchav Ches. The Yisroel ha'oimdim u'mechabnim libom lekabel bilchosom. Yisrael that are standing and are machaven to be mekabel the broche, heinami bechlal ha-mitzvah. So the case of all of Yisrael is a mitzvah, say ala kahanim levorech, say ala Yisraelim lehisborech. That is the mitzvah. So now we hear via machloikis Rashi in Tosfos, and so what will happen if there'll be mistakel? So Rashi says will be a naim chaos. And Tosfos says they won't be mechaven to be mekabel the broche. So I had a shtikel ha'ore. Now the koyin has a mitzvah deraisa leborech esom kais avoch is a mitzvah. So now what's going to be is he didn't do anything wrong. He has a mum. He has a mum al yodo.
his hands are painted red, he can't clean them. So why are you taking away his mitzvah? What's the tag is indict? Why can't he be mekayim the mitzvah? So l'cheira, according to Rashi, it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. I mean, you're going to bench them, but l'maisa, they're going to get genizik tal yodoch. That means even though the in Hilchus Mazik Mistama Havalei Shalei Tistaka was Hilstof and Mird. I mean, that's, but Al Kaponim, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be Goyrim a Hezik to them. So it could be this falls into the category of a mitzvah bo b'aveir. According to Tosfos, so Lochere could be the Kasha Bechlal doesn't start. I want to do a mitzvah. They won't get gebenched. They won't get gebenched. I mean, they're going to start, their minds are going to start, they won't concentrate on the bracha. They'll be starting to looking at your hands and how this happened and what happened. So they won't get, see, I'm not doing a mitzvah. They won't get gebenched. The benching, as I mentioned before from the Charedim, there's two halakim, that is the mevolchim and the mizbolchim. And they only become mizborich if the mechavnon libom lekabel b'chosem, they should be misiach das from the broch. Bechlal, you're not doing a broch. So, l'chayr, someone was ma'ira that, according to Taisvis al-Kaponim, im lo'yoyil lo'yazik, I mean, the whole shayla is, maybe they'll be misiach das, and they won't get gebenched. Fine. So let's make the birchas kayanim, and we'll see. I mean, if they won't be Messiah das, it's not 100% bold to be Messiah das. It could be they'll be Messiah das. So if they'll be Messiah das, good. Nothing happened. It's not a hezek. If they won't be Messiah das, they'll get gebenched. Is like me boy. If there's other kahanim around, then the zichan al kasha. Because, and like this, if you won't duchen, so the other kahanim, they'll be zichig gebench from the other kahanim. Now they might get interested in the mum shebi yodoch, and so it could be they'll lose a brocha because of you. So you are a sibe of ibud brocha, so better you shouldn't bench them. But we cleared what'll be if he's the only kohen. So why can't, it's in loyoyu loyazik. So, Tuvi Hammer wanted to say that, could be it is Mazik, because, like this, it's a Hepsik in Shemayne Esrei. We're in the middle of Shemayne Esrei, we're making Bichas Kayanim. So, if there'll be a Broche, no, that comes to the, that's a Chelik of the Avoide. If no Broche will come about, if there'll be Messiah Das, so could be it's a hefsik, so that's why they told them that you're not allowed to do it. Zok the Gemara. Tone, we learned, mumim she'omru befonov yodov v'raglov. Even though in the Mishnah it says, koin she'yesh b'yodov mumim le'yisas kapov, the Braisa says, befonov yodov v'raglov. Let us jump down to Rashi and the Gemara. Ponov yodov v'raglov. And now you say, so Rashi understood that ponov and yodov are nira le'inayim. So memele, so past that they'll, and so it's good, so we'll start looking. But now you say, but what's raglov? And now you say, is kapov choylitz menolov. He takes off his shoes. So Rashi, we have on to the Bimayra and Emerson the Turiyevin says this, that Rashi l'shitosai. In Rashi had a problem, the whole Isser is because of, it's enough chaos, because the Shechina Shoyre, so Rashi had a kasha, so what if he has a mum on the feet, so what's the problem? So Rashi says that he'll start looking at the feet, but while he's looking, he'll es yodo. And by Emerson, we have to understand this Rashi, because we mentioned before that the Gemara in Saita is המסתכל בכהנים בשעה שנויסים את קמפיים אין אף קייס. Now, לחיירה, אפילו we will assume that he'll look at the feet, and the feet is interesting, because there's a mum on the feet. But he's looking about it, he says he won't ראין אס יודוב, so it's ראין אס יודוב. ראין אס יודוב is not a problem. The problem is מסתכל ביודוב. Basically, that we mentioned, that was the Loshon Aran. Aran says that Yev shel elodom la'amidat mishel liris. So sheyodav tzvuis shetodom roye behem davachidish mistakel behem. So the Riyah brings to Istaklis. But that's very good if the mum is on the hand. So there's a Riyah and it brings to Istaklis. But if it's really the Chiddush is in his feet, according to Tosfos, it's very good. I mean, it's lavdaf, the problem is not the hands. The problem is the Istaklis. So there's a mum in the feet, which looks very interesting, very mishunadik, which people enjoy looking at. So memele, so the takabiyah has a hadas. Zuk the Gemara vayte. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, yodov boy hakniyois la yisa eskapov. If he has a hakniyois luntaish belaz, so the Mishnah Berurah says this is not freckles, this is hakel, these are white spots on the goof, and hakel, people, it's also modne. It's menume the nimurim levonim. So that's Laisa's kapo. Tanya namihochi, yodov by hakneyos Laisa's kapo, akumois akushois loyisos kapos. What's akumeis akushois? Akumeis kfufois, if his hands are bent in. Akushois, the tzidein, the twisted sideways. If I had a shtickle ha'og over here, I mean, what is, we had in the Mishnah, koin sheyesh biyodov mumim loyiso es kapos. Not allowed to be nice a kapo. Now, so here Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Yodo by hakneyos leyisas kapo. So lechere, that's what's in the Mishnah. Yishesh bi yodo mumim. Is this a mum? Is not a mum. Lechere, this is a mum. Now the Gemara brings a beraisa, tanya na mehochi, Yodo by hakneyos leyisas kapo, akumeis akushes leyisas kapo. Why need a baraisa for this? The Mishnah says, akayin sheyesh biyodo mumim leyisas kapo. We'll start to say, such a mum, such a yesh biyodo mumim. My shvager wanted to say that the Rambam in the Hilchos Bias Migdosh, Perik Ches, Alocha Yudalev, he speaks about there are 90 mumim altogether. And he breaks it up. And he says there are Vov mumim biyodayim. There's 6 mumim biyodayim. The person has an extra finger, or he's missing a finger. But there's 6 mumim. In these 6 mumim biyodayim, it doesn't, that what we're speaking about, that's in hukas mumim legabi a kayin to do the avoide. So if we would learn the Mishnah kipshutai kayin sheyesh biyodav mumim, la yisa es kapov, so we would think that perhaps the Mishnah means the mumim of yodayim that applies by a kayin. There are 6 mumim, biyodai, which pasal akoyim from avoida. Sheyesh biyodav mumim. So therefore, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and the Barais is telling us that not only the mumim which pasul a koyim from avoide is pasul for duchening. The all mumim which will attract the person's riyah also pasul for duchening. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, even though there's a shtickle problem in this, because when the Rambam speaks about the mumim sheba'oyer, so he speaks about boyak is also a mum, ba'oyer hakoyin. So, but I would say koyin shesh biyodov mumim means the mumim shebiyodov pasul. So therefore, Rabbi Shu Malevi came and said, no, there's no shaykhis at all with the mumin which are mentioned in the Kahanim, afilu boyak, and afilu other things, akumais, akushais, which bechlal doesn't have a teres mum, legavi avoide, is lo yises kap. Omar Rav Asi, chifni ubishni lo yises kap. Tanya nami ochi, eme ridnuch neyateve, loy anshe beishan, loy anshe beischefe, loy anshe tibunin, mibne shekoirin, la alfin einin, u la einin alfin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, chifni u bishni, koyin shu ma anshe chefe, chifa u ma anshe beishan, vigam gemin beloshenin. They do not speak a clear loshen. Imnei shekoyren la'alfen einin, ula'einin alfen. Imhoyo oisin birches kehanen. So they don't differentiate between an alf and an ayin. So, l'chayra od l'okishkoyren la'alfen ein, la'einin alf. Imhoyo oisin birches kehanen. Hoyo oimrem yo'er, yo'er, with the havor of an ayin. Hashem pono. Loshin klolu, I think Yoir is a loshin of Yisoyeris. Ki yesh ponim shi isparshu loshin kask, my ponai yelechu, esponai, pagaminin yasrugzi. So memele, if they're those are called alfen einin, so memele, when they say Yoir, so we hear that it is a yoyer with an ayin, and so that means yoyer Hashem ponov. It means the Rabbi Nishlom should be ma'ira the ponim shall kas. Udamrinen the veirav ma'ayin oisin alfin upoigment filoso. Udamrinen the veirav leza kerfum alfin ayinim lainin alfin ahu bedroshe. Some of them they said a droshe. So Taka, they were not medagdik and they were machlif. The havores is asked by a drosha, but over here it Rashi says by a drosha there's no problem, but here there's a loshin klola by biches koinim and the poignant philosopher. The Maimon Mordechai brings down a marshal. Marshal brings a kasha of makshin ha'olam that we have people that koyin la'ainin alfin, la'alfin ainin. So la'alfin ainin means that when they have to say an aleph, they pronounce it like an ayin. So that's good. So Rashi says they're going to say yo'er like with an ayin. So mamela, that's a loshin klola. But there were others that said an ayin like an aleph. So there's no ayin in biches koyanim. So why can he duchen? He doesn't know how to pronounce an ayin. Fine. But in biches koyanim there's no ayin. So makshin ha'olam, so a person who does not know how to pronounce an ayin correctly, why can he duchen? So the Marshal says that Be'emeson Rashi is at a teretz. Rashi says Alfin Ainin Alfin Upoigment Filosan Einachnami. That is not a halacha in Biches Koinim. That's we said a different halacha. We said So we're speaking about someone who's davening for the Amid. Someone who's davening for the Amid. So Memela, there already there's a problem if he does not pronounce an ayin properly. So Poigman Tfilos. So Rashi is good. But by Duchen and Takev will have a person who cannot pronounce an ayin properly. So he can Duchen Gesundheit. He can't use him for a shot. But the Marshal asks, but the Smag, in Shulchan Aruch also, when they bring down this halacha, they say a Kohen who cannot pronounce an ayin properly, so he's not allowed to duchen. So why can he duchen? There's no ayin in Bichas Kohen. That kasha the Marshal brings down. The Marshal says a teretz as follows. That, Mashal says, "Beinon shetehei broche mevureres v'nikeres lakel." That when the kohen makes the broche, it has to be klal that he's making a broche. Shelo yehe giduf v'hitul. It shouldn't be a giduf. It shouldn't be a galachta. It should be mevur. He's making a broche. So therefore, a person who his ayin and his aleph sound the same, so when he says yoer, so I don't know exactly what he means. He could be yoer, him and ayin and aleph is the same. So could be he wants to be moirer aklola. It's not a broche mevureres, because since this person does not know his ayins and aleph sound the same, so I don't know when he's saying yoer if he's saying an ayin or an aleph. So therefore, so that's why he's not allowed to do it. That's what the Marshal answers on this kasha, according to the Smag. Then the Maimon Modche brings down that someone was matik on this Marshal, he wrote a go, and he says he found an ayin in Birchas Koine. The broche, you say, Melech Ha'olam, Tzvonul Vorches Amo Yisrael B'yave, so there already there's an ayin, and he says it wrong. Atkan l'shayne. So I think that's it. And my mother likes this teretz also, but I think it's a meir de kechidish. The Turei Evin says, why? I mean, a person who cannot pronounce properly, how does he daven? He davens the way he davens. God is a medrash in Shir Hashirim. V'yani es el beis hayoyim v'diglo yoleyave. So the Medrash says a person who has difficulties in pronouncing, and instead of saying v'haftos Hashem alekech, he says v'yaftos Hashem alekech. A lotion of eva is ligluga yoleyave. He says v'yaftos medrashim shalom etzchoshev. So this whole din is only, he's not yored lifnei ha'teve. So the Turei Evin says, why isn't the Yoyer Lefnei HaTeve? So he says, because the Yoyer Lefnei HaTeve is Moitzi the Oilom. So to be Moitzi the Oilom with a Loshen that's not a proper Loshen, find someone else. So therefore they said that, therefore the Turei Evin says, that's why Rashi says, by Duchenin, it's not a Loshen Klola. Because there is no time to find someone else. He's a kohen, so let him duchen. So there Rashi said, no, there's a problem because it's a loshen klola. He's poikim the tefillah, so he says that's because he's moitzi the oilam. So maybe you should find a better baal tefillah. Don't find someone who's poikim the tefillah. But he himself, he makes the brachas to the best of his capabilities. So Bezois, I don't understand this teretz of the matik. So he says the bracha wrong. He says amoy, he says wrong. So what's gate meron that he says it wrong? And he says it out loud also. So what's gate meron? But that's his private bracha. He's not moitzi anyone with this bracha. So he says it wrong, he says it wrong. To take away the mitzvah of birchas koine because he can't say the bracha properly. I mean, all the mitzvahs he does, he says ayin, zimelech oilam, he says. And that's good. This is his private broche. He says that loud. He says that loud. He's not moitzi anyone over here. So Lachaya Dachsim, it's a big chiddish, but the Matik says on the Marshal. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omalei Rab Chiya l'Rab Shimon bar Rebbi. Rab Chiya said to Rab Shimon bar Rebbi, il molei at a Levi. You know, if you would be a Levi, posel ata min haduchin, you would not be permitted to be oile leduchin. Mishum da'ovi koloch, because you have a very thick voice, and that's absurd. That's, you would never be able to duchin. Osa omalei lavue. So Rab Shimon bar Rebbi came to Rebbe and he said, you know what Rab Chiya said? Rab Chiya said, if I'd be a Levi, so I would be posel leduchin. Omalei zilaimalei. So Rebbe told Rab Shimon, go tell back Rab Chiya, kshaata megia eitzel v'chikisi l'Hashem, that I'm waiting for Hashem, lo nimtzeis mecharef u'megadef, so you're mecharef u'megadef. Let us see Rashi. The ovi koloch, v'sanye bakel shechtim, v'shtiloi u'bebeis elomim alaviyim nifsolim bakel. So, Eitzel v'chikisi l'Hashem mikro zeh b'sefer Yeshaya le'nimtzeis mecharef u'megadef sheyekoyre l'chesen heyin nirek oima v'hikesi. So just like v'hikesi. Now this Gemara is Sisrei Teire, the whole Gemara, the Sam Sefer asks, he doesn't understand. What's Tutzachta? Rab Chiya told Rab Shimon, no, if you'd be a Levi, you'd be posel to duch. But he's not a Levi, so man, what's, if you'd be a Levi, posel to duch. Then he goes and tells his father, and his father tells him back, no, when you say v'chikisi, you say v'kesi, so, the two Yiddinists over here, I mean, what's happening? We're thinking about G'dayle Yadayr. Say, in fact, Chassam Sefer. So the Chassam Sefer says an interesting pshat. He brings down a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara darshan from the Pasuk, Kuloch Yofer Ayosi Umum Ein Boch. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Bovim, based darshan, this is going under Sanhedrin. Shekol Mum, Shepoisel, Bein Bekoyin, Bein Belevi, is kulach yofer ayosim mum meimboch, that a mum that passes a koyin or passes a levi is posel the Sanhedrin. That's what the Gemara says. Kulach yofer ayosim mum meimboch. So he told them, he told Rab Shimon, that means if you'd be a levi, you'd be posel washir. So that means you have a mum that passes by levim. So he told them, you should know, when Rabbeinu Kodesh will be nifter, you cannot be nosi. Because the darga of Nosi is like a Sanhedrin, there's a tnai of kulach yofer ayosi mumeinbach. And he told them also, so I'll be the Nosi. That's what he told them. So he came back and told his father that. So his father told him, just tell him, that I mean, if you hold that these mumim, that this will be absul by a Nosi, you also have the same mum, you have a mum, you can't pronounce a ches and a hey, so you also have the same mum. That is how the Chassam Sefer says a little pshat in our Gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. Kshaato megia eitzel v'chikisi lasha. Koshe, so Taisvitz asks, kibin, sheloi hoyo yochel loim aches. He was unable to say aches. Im kein heche ride Rebbe lefnei hateitra. So Rebbe himself told Rab Chiya to daven for the Yomid. Kshegozer taimis, kidi isa baseich es apayalim. Voho emeridim, loy ma'an shei chayfe, loy ma'an shei beishon, vishen keirin, vishen keirin la'alfen einin, lainin alfen. So we see there's a halacha that a bal tefila, who's mitzi the oilam, has to be able to correctly pronounce the words he's saying. And Rebbe himself told Rab Chiya to daven for the young. Let us just say over for 1 minute the maaseh that Rebbe was married Rab Chiya, a very interesting maaseh. The Gemara in Matzia relates that Eliyahu Anovi used to come to the Beis Medrash of Rebbe, And the one day he came late. So Rabbi asked him, why did he come late? Right, his Hashgacha was very good there. Yonah comes late, he asked him, why did he come late? So he told him that he waked up, he had a wake up, was Rosh Chodesh then. He waked up first Avraham Avinu, and he washed him, and then he davened, and then he put him back to sleep, he should go back to sleep. Then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov, and it was a long process. It took time. So therefore he came late. So Rebbe asked him, why didn't you wake them up all at once? He says, so do it quicker, man. Each one, you take every job, do it all at once. I'll take you all to you. So it'll be done more quicker. So Leonovi said, if all three will daven together, so they'll bring Mashiach Shalei Bizmane. So Mamela, we can't have that they should all daven together. Therefore, each one has to daven separately. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh asked him, is there someone on this world that could also, with his davening, he could bring Mashiach? So he said, yeah, Rabbi Chiya Bonov. That's all Rabbi needed. So Rabbi was Goyza Tainis, and he was Chabad Rabchia Bonov, that they should daven for the Amid. They started davening for the Amid, so they came to Mashiv Ruach, so a Meridika wind came, a Merid Agoshem, it started pouring. Now, they were up to Machaya Mesim, but in Hummel, in the Shemayim, there was a big tumult already. So the first one, Mavara, who was the one that was Megala, that Abchia Bonov had this Koyach? They said Eliyahu HaNavi. So first they gave Eliyahu HaNavi Shitin Pulsa Denur. He got Guteklep for telling such things. And then he had to take care of the situation, which was getting out of hand. So it says he came like a fire, a bear made out of fire, and he made the whole tumble in the Beis Medrash. He didn't get up to Machaya Mesa. That's the story. But Al Kaponim, Taisus asks the Kashe, but there's a loche that you're not Meirin Lifnei Ateve, someone who cannot pronounce the words properly. And Rabbi Chiya had this problem. So Taisus says, So Taisus says, Grad in Bob Metzia, Taisus is a very interesting terrace. Taisus says, if there's not someone equivalent, then you do that. Fakert, it stems very good with the Turiyevin. The Turiyevin says, the whole thing is, since the Maitzi the Eilam, she should get someone who's better. Here there was no one better than Rabbi Chiya, so you live with this, doesn't passel the Tvil. It seems it's a pagam for the Tzibur, that you chose such a Baal Tvil. Here they says a different verse. When he wanted to say a ches, he could pronounce it. But it wasn't easy. That means he needed special concentration and effort to pronounce a ches. So he wanted to take the opportunity that the Gula could come to Rabbi Chiya, so therefore he chose him, and Be'etzim, he is Roy Lehispalo, because he can do it Al Yedei Tirche. So it's Roy Lehispalo. Yeah. Maybe Rabbi Chiya, I was just thinking, maybe Rabbi Chiya, who held that he's going to be Nasi, maybe held this isn't called a mum, since with a tirche he could pronounce the words properly, so could be he held that he is going to be Nasi. Maybe that was the machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya, according to the Chassam Sefer. Omar Rav Huna Zavlagon lo yisa eskapov. Zavlagon, Sarashi says, Zavlagon, um, Zavlugon einov zilfeis dima, his eyes tear kaseida, is laisa eskapo. Ahu dahave bishivibusei derav hune, ave poris yode. Sigma says, ahu dosh beirei have. That was dosh beirei, so they were rogel to have. Tanya na mihochi, zavlugon laisa eskapo, vi dosh beirei muta. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Sume Ba'achas Me'enav, Le'yisas Kapo. So the Gemara asks, Vahu Dahave B'Shivibusei, the Rabbi Yochanan, Dahave Poris Yodei, so the Gemara says, Vahu Dosh B'Irei Have. He was a Dosh B'Irei. Tanyin HaMihochi, Sume Ba'achas Me'enav, Le'yisas Kapo. Imhoi Dosh B'Irei Muta. It was Rogel, so then it's Muta. That means if he went to a different city, he's not aimed to live there, so people don't have too much shaykhis with him. So then the regilis doesn't help too much. But beiroi, that so he's a dor beiroi, and so then they know him and they get used to him, and so it's not moira histaklus. Abiyudai mishayu yodav tzvuis leyisas kapo. Tony, we learned that Barais in Roiv, Anshei, Heir, Malach, Tom, Bekach, Mutter, so then also it's not Mechudish Dig. That's right. Zukt Rashi, this is Kapo, the Shemistaklin boy. Tosh, Beirai, Havi, Kvahoy, Gilman, Shire, Loy, Mistaklin boy, Oy. Tosh, Losh, and Rogel, come on, keep him the Dosh, Dosh. Sotis, Krug, it means this is a red dye. Let us see Taisvitz. So Taisvitz says, Ma yadosh b'irei muta, afilu mumin shebiyodai. Afilu b'mumin shebiyodai, k'da omar b'irishalmi, t'hu koyin laviyodai akishi, osi l'kame de Rebbe Naftali, amalei kimin shatadosh b'ilcho muta. Others are medayik from the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam brings down this aloche of Dosh B'Irei only by Zavligon and by Sume, so it's but it seems by Mumin Shebiyodoi he does not hold that Dosh B'Irei helps. It seems the Shinoi, if the Yodayim alone, the Shinoi is too great, so they're mistakel. And the Loshon HaGemara is interesting because the Gemara only brings down the halacha by different mumim, different mumim sume or by zavligam. But Taisus brings a Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi holds that fulu by mumim shebiyodoi, the Shpirei helps.